In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Do you ever feel like the enemy is camped right at the gate, like just on the other side of this wall, the enemy is waiting there? Well, Habakkuk knew exactly how you feel. Because Habakkuk was called on to live and labor at a time when his nation was on the verge of destruction and captivity. Literally, there were watchmen on the wall at all times watching because the Babylonians were advancing and coming at them. And it's in that context that one of the greatest revival books of the Bible was written. You should read the entire little book of Habakkuk, the Old Testament minor prophet, because it has a major message that we desperately need. And in it is one of the great watch and pray passages of the Bible. Now, I said to you, I would give you three Old Testament pictures of watch and pray. We got a historical picture from Nehemiah chapter 4. We got a devotional picture from Psalm 102. And now today we come to a prophetical picture in Habakkuk chapter 2. Beginning in verse number 1, Habakkuk says, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Does that sound familiar? Four times in the Bible we read this phrase, "the just shall live by his faith." And here's the first mention of it in Habakkuk chapter 2. In a season of spiritual opposition, on the verge of judgment, in the place of prayer, God says, the way of victory is the way of faith. You're going to have to believe God. To watch and pray literally means to live by faith. Now, this is really interesting because he's using a symbolism here, a typology that the people would have understood. They understood the watchman on the wall, standing up on the tower. What are they watching for? They're watching for the enemy. But Habakkuk says, I'm not watching for the enemy. I'm looking to the Lord. He was not looking at the Babylonians. He was looking to God. And I think this is a very important point to make, that when we say watch and pray, yes, we're vigilant to the world. Yes, we're alert to the wiles of the devil. We're not ignorant of his devices. Yes, we're looking to ourselves to keep ourselves right with God. But ultimately, the only way to stay right with God, to keep your heart happy in Jesus, is you have got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Literally, turning your attention away from everything and everyone and fixing your gaze on the Lord. Now, someone says, well, where's the prayer? Oh, listen to the last part of verse number 1. He said, I'm going to watch to see what he'll say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. There's prayer. So, prayer is not just getting an answer. Prayer is answering God when God speaks. A couple of thoughts from this prophetical picture today. First of all, we should be watching for God to speak. That's really what we're looking for. We're looking for the voice of God. We're looking for divine direction. We're watching to see what he will say to us. Did you know that Habakkuk's name means one who embraces? I love that. One who embraces. That's what faith is. Faith is embracing the Lord. Faith is laying hold on the Lord and saying, Lord, I believe you. Everything's shaking around me. Everything's uncertain in front of me. Everybody around me is fretting, but I'm going to lay hold on God. Here's what you'll find. When you lay hold on Him, He's really laying hold on you. He's embracing you. The loving, strong, mighty arms of God come around you as you watch and pray, as you walk by faith and live by faith and not by sight. So watch. Look, God's trying to say something. Even in your circumstances, even right now in our country, things are a mess. In our world, things are upside down. But do you understand that through all of this, God is speaking? Through all of this, God is working? Spiritual people understand that. And they're looking beyond the people and beyond the circumstances and beyond their own feelings to this. What is God trying to say to us? And then, not only do we watch for God to speak, but then we pray in answer for whatever it is He says to us. There's some tremendous principles here. One is that the Lord told him, write it down. Aren't you glad God wrote a book? God wrote it down. George Whitefield, the great preacher of the Great Awakening, said God condescended to become an author, and most people will never even read the book He wrote. I wonder, have you read His book? Blessed is he that readeth. And so we begin with the Word of God. If you want God to speak, you're watching for God to speak, one of the great ways to do that, open the Bible. Let the Lord speak to you on the pages of Holy Scripture. And then it says, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. You see, to watch and pray means you come humbly to God. There's a humility in this. Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, I need you. There is a willingness to be reproved. Maybe that's why we don't come to the Bible more. Maybe that's why we don't want to pray. Because when you get in the presence of God, the Lord does reprove us. When you read Scripture, God does point out our sin. Someone rightly said that either this book keeps you from sin or sin keeps you from this book. We don't want to come to the light when we're full of darkness. And yet the humble and the honest heart comes and says, Lord, I'm willing for you to reprove me. Show me where I'm wrong. Reprove me, rebuke me, correct me, and then instruct me in righteousness. And whatever you say to me, I'll do that. He literally says that he may run that readeth it. That's why God gave his word, not just so you'd know something, so you'd do something. Don't just be a hearer of it today, be a doer of it. What is God saying to you right now? As you watch, as you're alert to the Lord, what's God bringing to your attention? As you pray, as you talk to him, what is he saying back to you? You see, in true prayer, we don't do all the talking. No, in fact, I've found the best prayers in response to his voice. That's why I think the great divine order devotionally is to come to the Bible first. You may breathe a prayer, Lord, speak to me. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. But then open the word, let God speak, and just pray your way through a passage and talk about whatever God is talking about to you. Let the Lord set the agenda for your prayers, because in the word, when you hear his voice, God will show you, I promise you, God will show you what your need is. God will guide and order your prayers in a way you never could. Oh, friends, as you learn to watch and pray, you realize God was looking at you all along, and God was talking to you all along. You remember that night Peter denied the Lord and cursed and swore, said he didn't know him? And then there was that moment their eyes met. I believe the Lord's eyes were always fixed on Peter, but Peter had to get his eyes on the Lord. The Lord's looking at you today. Watch for him. The Lord's speaking to you today. Talk to him and listen for him. This is what it means to watch and pray. And here's the beautiful truth. It's wonderful. A little light in the darkness. You can do it at the hardest times. You can do it on the most difficult days. When the enemy is at the gates, you can still watch and pray. This is the way to true revival. This is the way to spiritual awakening, because this is the way to God. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.